Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
I'm sorry to play up in the heat. Are you the homeowner?
Yes.
My name's Devin. I'm just with Point. Have the neighbors mentioned the flush outs to you guys?
The what?
The flush outs.
Flush out?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's nothing too major. I'll just show you. A couple neighbors just been seeing a few more of the ants and a couple of wasps here and there.
Okay.
Nothing like infestation-wise. What we're doing is more preventative work for them. When was the last time you guys had a treatment here?
For pests?
Yeah, basically just preventative.
Well, I spray the trees and shrubs for bugs all the time. Yeah, well, I mean, twice a year.
A couple times a year.
Yeah.
What have you been using, like a home defense?
Spray around the foundation, you know, for ants and bugs.
And
then we
just
spray the trees for insects.
That's great. And I'm glad you're being proactive about it. And a lot of neighbors are doing that just before, you know, anything happens.
Sure.
What's the main thing you guys see around here? Is it the ants or the wasps?
Actually, I see something very similar to something else that I'm more concerned about than I am for little crawly things.
Okay.
That's that guy.
Uh-huh. Okay. So these bigger, the rodents you've been...
I have been plagued by a particular type of rodent, and I don't know if you could help me. That would be what I'd be interested in.
Is it the voles that you've maybe been seeing?
You got it.
That's okay. Those little garden gazers. So.
Yes, and they have been devastating my front bushes.
Okay. Just kind of out here up is where you can see them.
Well, you can pretty well spot it. I have to trim them when they kill off the branches. They girdle the branches, and of course the end branch will drop off, and these were a lot more lush years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they get in and, you know, they'll trench in the winter under the snow and everything. So that's been a constant battle. I've tried fighting them with everything I can think of, but you can't apply poisonous things because of children and dogs and things like that, so I can't gas them, and I put out all kinds of poisons and vibrating machines and whatnot, and they still manage to survive. You'll get my ear if you can do something on bulls.
And I definitely agree with you. Sometimes they are hard to get rid of, like when you don't really have...
It's very
pesty, and when you're just laying poisons out, it's not the safest way to do it.
It's not the safest way for animals kids and things. So
exactly.
I don't know. If you... we can continue this conversation. If you can recommend something, or if you have some procedure that you can apply something that will not harm the environment, and so I don't have to worry about people coming back holding their dead dogs saying they were chewing on the poison.
Yeah.
I don't know, can you help me with voles?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know that a couple of their neighbors have actually been treating for the voles also, because, you know, it's not... We've actually seen it a little bit in the neighborhood just because you do have the woods and everything.
Sure.
You know,
I know they came across when we had
the
home built.
And so the main thing we do with voles, we don't place poisons out like just out in the open. What we use is bait boxes. And so they just basically have a little opening just big enough for the little meadow mouse, the vole, to go in.
Okay.
Dogs and everything, the kids can't get into them. They're basically, we put a brick in it.
Okay.
So dogs don't like chew on it and get in and stuff. So,
but they're easily spotted. I mean, you can see them all around, okay?
Exactly.
Well, I see your point. I mean, that's environmentally okay. I know I could have bought boxes to use. I just never wanted to do that because I didn't like the sight of them laying around, showing the whole neighborhood that I have.
And usually you place them like behind things.
Yeah,
like
inconspicuous
like
spots.
Or,
Well, that's the area that I'm worried about. They don't bother my... My plants here in the front as much as the front area by the sidewalks. That's the area. Now, if you could come up with something that maybe you can put X number of boxes on the back side so that folks don't see them on the front side, or you can hide them inconspicuously in the front, basically near their trail areas where their little pathways go in.
Let's see what it looks like. I kind of want to see what... Just do like a quick inspection.
Yeah.
So let's see. This is the main area.
You can see all the holes right here.
Yeah.
There's a series of there's a little, and I you know that doesn't. I have chipmunks too, so they take a shot at this.
Yeah.
So I don't know if those are really considered hole areas or chipmunks, but everything is back then. And of course, you know they're busy when you see these turning yellow.
Exactly. That's
so
how you can tell.
Now they're having a field day here. They're girding these branches. They'll turn brown in about 2-3 weeks. I mean, they've decimated by the stones over there. That was all full.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to cut where they're girdled and haul away the bad stuff, and it just keeps pushing back these plants. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if if you have something you might be able to recommend for this area.
Right. And seeing that it's such like a wide area like this.
We have chipmunks too, mm-hmm. that are making holes. I just backfill that where they. Mm-hmm. So, it's basically, it's around most of the area, but the thing has been receding because I had to cut so many of the dead, branches off. So, if there's something you can give me a quote on
mm-hmm.
to put, X number of these little boxes around, they don't seem to really bother anything up front here.
Yeah,
but then they do run tracks, like I say, in the snow. Fortunately, the grass will, it keeps a void, and the grass will kind of fill in a little mm-hmm. bit, and it'll take these trench areas out, so I don't worry much about them.
Right.
They don't bother me in the front, but like I say, that's the area.
This is the main area of traffic.
So yeah, anything in the front here is just something that I've been fighting, and it's been a losing battle because I don't want to mess up the environment and stuff.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Maybe little cages, little catch mm-hmm. baskets or what have you.
Yeah. What we use is just basically the smaller boxes are about this big. We place a brick in them.
Okay.
I think they're small enough that we could just hide them like underneath.
You might be able to layer some of them in these trenches
mm-hmm.
and maybe a few down in the front area.
Right.
I don't know if you could give me a, take an estimate or what and give me a price on taking care of these.
Well,
I know, I forget what these are called. Oh my goodness, not roadies there. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
One of the main ingredients is in vodka, comes from this plant.
Mm.
I can't think of it, but apparently they love the taste of these plants, and it's crazy, how the thing...
Having a drink or two.
So they're getting drunk at my expense, I guess, basically, is what I'm saying.
It's interesting.
Yeah, somebody told me that story as well. I couldn't believe it then, but... I believe it now. They're enjoying something from these girdling all these bushes. So anyway, that's my main interest.
Yeah.
I spray, this kind of stuff twice around, and then I do the ants thing all around the property. It's been okay.
And you're able to control that.
There's no ants inside.
That's good.
I don't have ants inside.
That's great.
The only way they'll come in is through the garage, and when I spray across the front of the garage, with the insect spray, the ant spray.
Mm-hmm.
It helps a little bit. So I'm really not plagued by crawly things as much as these bigger crawly things.
And this, of course, is the main
concern. That's my main concern. I don't know if you want to draw up a quote or talk to somebody.
We can do that right now while I'm here.
Okay, that'll be fine.
So basically, seeing how wide the area is,
yeah.
I think maybe three boxes and just kind of place them strategically right here. I think we could see how that works. If it doesn't work in a little bit, within a couple months or so, or however
so
long.
So they're baited?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. And the animals can't get in and mess with the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And the only I'm thinking about, I have a grandson that comes with us a lot here. He's 6. If he sees these boxes, I know what he's going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to just think about how I'm going to deal with Scott if he gets those boxes with poison in them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'd like to do. I'm interested in this, but I have a wife, I have grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
and if I say we're putting poison boxes out to take care of the balls, she'll say, "Time out."
Right.
What about Scott?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my. I'm just giving you a an overview of what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, that's great.
Now I like the idea of doing those poison boxes. That sounds interesting. And
mm-hmm.
three? I mean, I would figure you'd need 20 or something to spread around this printer. But again, maybe they migrate to the scent of
exactly.
the bait, and so you don't really need to overwhelm the area with these little catch boxes.
And people have that question. When we do vole boxes, it's not like the bait in there is going to attract them from miles away.
Right.
That's when they come in the
hopefully
small
vicinity. It's concentrated.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, mm-hmm. I have two of those vibrating with the battery things. I've tried that. And ironically, the one I have placed over here in the front, some of them seem to be dying faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's as though the vibration draws the damn bulls. But anyway, I don't know if that's true enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where we go from here. My wife will be home in an hour or two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd love to call you and, you know, yeah. you can give me a price. Or you want to give me a price now.
I can do it right now.
Then, I can call you. I have to check with her because of our grandson.
Of course.
So you understand that.
Completely understand. I was thinking just to start with three and see how it works, just because there are going to be trafficking.
Would they be on the upper level here or the lower level, three?
It depends on how you would like it. Okay. Knowing your situation, it's best to hide in the best that you can from everyone. But those voles are definitely getting in there.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking just like placing somehow underneath the bushes.
Yeah, you can lift the ends up. See, like in here.
I don't think that would
this section here, I mean, I don't know how large the box is. But you see the level underneath how it's receded? Jesus, mm-hmm. I don't know what size box it is, but mm-hmm. if you can get, you know, three units across here where mm-hmm. the activity is,
yeah.
and see, I have chipmunks, too.
Yeah. And see, I don't think
chipmunks
that would be
going
the
there?
The chipmunks, I'm pretty sure they're not attracted to that. They don't have like the same...
Okay.
They don't have the same attraction.
Can you deal with chipmunks too?
We usually don't. Like, it's usually not like our main thing.
Okay.
The only mammals we usually treat for is like the rodents and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So the chipmunks.
Okay. So chipmunks are a rodent, but they're a bigger rodent,
right,
I guess,
yeah,
and they can't. I'm just thinking they're going to try to mess up the boxes to try to get at the bait, and that's going to defeat the purpose.
Right.
Because there's a few of those little monkeys running around too.
Right.
Anyway, so give me a price and let me check with my wife. I'll give you a jingle. I'm really interested in that, if that can work. How long do you think it'll take for those little beasties to...
It definitely depends. So basically, like, just knowing the area, like, they're not gonna like, destroy the whole neighborhood for
them.
So they'll keep coming back.
Right.
The main thing that we're doing with all the neighbors is a quarterly system. Just to basically come... We come three times a year with our customers in here.
Okay.
And so that would be the best... way to do this.
Well, who removes the little beasties when they go into the box?
So
I have to pull those out and
what happens? It depends. So each time my tech will come, he'll come and check the boxes, replace the
bait. Okay, so I don't have to physically take the boxes and dump the little guys out.
No.
Okay, so you have somebody that will scout the area, see if the boxes are full. Or I could call you if I look when I'm cutting grass. If I look and say, oh, there's one there, there's one there, I call your tech and he'll remove them?
Yeah, and so if you need to, like, just like, if you see them, like, in the box, is that what you're saying, or, like, out and around?
Well, I never see the voles physically.
Right.
You know, they're very clandestine, you know.
Yeah.
They're very creepy underneath.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I see one in the box and he's dead, you know, I that can smell after a couple of days, you know. And so I need to... deal with that, so I don't know, you know,
of course,
how do you
usually,
deal with
the... Usually with the bait, they're not going to stay in the box. A lot of times they'll kind of go out.
Oh, okay, so the box doesn't trap them?
No, it just has the bait in there, and so basically it just
so it's a poison bait, you know, okay, and then they'll eat and join and
it's
tell their friends, hopefully, this is good, this is filet mignon, and then
hopefully.
They'll send their neighbors out and their family, and they'll all enjoy the bait.
Right.
Okay, interesting. Now, can I see if the bait's finished? Do I need to call somebody and say, they ate the bait, what do I do now? Do I call you to get more bait to put
in? Exactly, you can do that.
Okay.
So what the nice thing is about the vole treatments is you can call us out as many times as you want. And we'll come and place
them for you. So I'm kind of like, I can observe while when I'm cutting grass and stuff. So they don't lay and die, and they're not trapped in the box.
Yeah, and
they eat, they leave, and they go to their holes and die.
Sometimes
they'll find them laying around.
You could, and then you could just dispose of them pretty easily.
Well, yeah, that way if I find like them laying in the grass, what would I do then? Would I call you, or would I just pick them up and throw them in garbage?
You could get like a grocery bag, take them.
Oh, okay.
That's the easiest
way. Well, actually, that would be a good thing for me, because if I see that kind of thing
working.
I'm saying, I'm there, dude.
There you go.
I'm there. Give me more of this stuff.
And that's usually what happens with most customers.
Oh, that's great. You got me sold. I have to sell my wife about the grandson, but this is something.
I haven't even showed you the price yet.
Well, go ahead. I mean, really.
Yeah, so the best thing, so what I would do for you guys, is seeing the best situation for you, would basically be our standard service with, and I'll throw in the full boxes for free.
Okay.
And so usually we'll charge extra for them. I'll throw in three extra ones at no charge.
So how many boxes total?
I would do three for you.
Okay.
And if you guys need more, we can work with it.
Okay.
But I would feel that the three would be good for this such a, I don't know, because it's not like around the whole house. It's just like this main room.
Yeah, it's isolated in the front.
Exactly.
Here,
and so basically, do you know what you're sitting at square footage for the house?
Yeah, the square footage of the house.
Mm-hmm.
$29.50.
Okay. Yeah, so what I'll do for you, you know, basically, like, The cheapest way to do this for you, most inexpensive, would just be to get the standard service that we usually do to neighbors. Okay. And so with that, it includes a lot more. They will save you so much time taking care of ants and everything.
Oh, you have to throw in the little critter guys, too, in the service?
Well, yeah.
It doesn't stand alone?
This usually not. If you were to do this alone, it'd be more expensive. That's the thing.
Oh, so you want to roll it into a...
Point sending me out to thing. Give a huge discount to all the neighbors. We're taking the price in half.
Okay. So you're doing a group discount based on the neighbors you can sign up and that type of
thing. And for your situation, just
let's
because...
get out of the front.
Yeah.
I'm melting them up.
Yeah, so just seeing you guys see ants here and there, and I know it's common
not
for...
Not really. I mean, yeah, I do see ants,
and
but...
And you're spraying for them.
If it's part of the... I'm spraying, and I'm taking care of the bugs and trees and that kind of stuff, so if your service has to include the little critters that you do all of that...
Yeah.
Then that's something I'll have to consider as well.
Of
so
course.
You can't break them out.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be as inexpensive just because they're sending me out to do this whole standard service.
Well, I can look at it the other way too. I don't have to buy this stuff, you know, to kill the pests. I don't have to go get the sprays and everything. You guys are providing that.
Exactly, we're providing it, exactly. And the nice thing is that we come out quarterly, but you can call us out at any time to retreat the voles, to replace the bait boxes.
Okay.
You can come if you see more ants, if you see more wasps, if you see mice.
Okay.
We'll come do any of that.
Now, how often do you spray for the insects?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. So we're still doing that quarterly, you know. So what happens is, just because we are a green company, our products are going to biodegrade in about 60, 90 days, the sprays we do for the insects and everything.
Okay.
So we come quarterly just to replace it. Now, seeing that you guys haven't had a professional service for these guys in a little bit, what we're doing is also a 30-day follow-up, you know, just because on the first time we come, you know, just because these houses, how old are they?
Ours is 30 years old.
30, okay, so 30. And I know just like little cracks can form on the foundation just from it being established so long.
That could be.
And so a lot of times little ants or little other critters will go up inside the walls through those.
Sure.
And you're not seeing to me inside. Just
we don't have cracks in this. I have a poured foundation. I don't have blocks or anything. So the cracks are not there.
Okay.
So good. I can't remember seeing any crawly thing in basement except a small web here and there.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
and somehow they're getting in, if it be the windows, if it be somebody left the door open for a split second, who knows. But in every house, I can't promise, but I think there's definitely got to be some insects in there. Especially just because these houses are aging.
Sure.
So what we do is basically just an injection. So underneath the sinks by the plumbing is where we get in, just right where the pipe meets the wall.
Oh, you go in the house?
Mm-hmm, just to do that.
Okay.
So we don't have any chemicals airborne. We just do that non-invasive inside the wall treatment.
Okay. A non-invasive inside the wall treatment. Is that it? Are you talking about the basement now?
No, we do underneath the sinks, but in the bathrooms and underneath the kitchen.
Oh,
so it's nothing out in the open, just inside the wall.
So it's like where the drains are,
exactly.
Where the sink areas are.
Mm-hmm.
You do that, and where else? Under the sinks.
Yeah, under the sinks. And if you do also need a basement treatment, we can do that too. And then if you have an attic, like people are also having a...